Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, market analyst Tom Lether joins us, and that's coming up when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale Saturday, April 18th at McAllister Stockyards. The sale starts at noon and will feature over 600 head of bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, pairs, and bulls. For new consignments and a complete rundown of the offerings, go to the website www.McAllisterStockyards.com or call the office at 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.McAllisterStockyards.com. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joining us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, let's look at these livestock futures. And, well, the cattle futures, for the most part, had a pretty decent day yesterday.
Yes, they did, Dave. We managed to close on the positive side yesterday. But before that, we saw downside in the cattle complex as all contracts went and traded below last week's lows before turning up and closing positive. Now, we saw this week's estimated feed yard show list larger than last week. We've also seen boxed beef export sales year-to-date are running 10% less, and at the same time, beef imports have increased. Choice boxed beef yesterday was $1.19 higher. Select boxes were down 72 cents, total movement of 114 loads. Cattle kill yesterday estimated at 109,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 11 cents. We also saw the lean hogs close higher for the second straight session. On the close yesterday, June cattle were 15 cents higher. May feeders, 32 higher. June lean hogs were up 62 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain trades from yesterday. And, well, that was kind of a very, not kind of, it was very disappointing. Wow, these wheat futures in particular, 20 cents to 30 cents lower yesterday.
Exactly. Very, very bad day yesterday, Dave, for our wheat futures. We did see the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close negative yesterday. Fund selling pressured the wheat lower into those double-digit losses, and the funds were selling as they was looking at the moisture that they believe fell over the wheat areas of the southern plains over the weekend, and also looking down the road at forecasts calling for the possibility of more rain. Now, we saw yesterday afternoon in our crop progress report at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the good excellent rating of the winter wheat crop nationwide is at 42%. It's down 2 points from last week. In Kansas, it's 28%, down 5 from last week. Oklahoma, 36%, down 7. And Texas, at 52%, was down 2 points from last week. Nationwide, 2% of the corn is now planted. The five-year average is 5%. Kansas is 14% planted, well ahead of the average of 8%. Overnight, the July KC wheat traded within 4 cents of its contract low. At the moment, May KC wheat is 6 cents lower. The May corn is up a quarter of a penny. May soybeans trading 5 and a quarter higher. May cotton 25 points higher. May crude oil 26 cents higher. The June dollar index is unchanged, as is the June Dow Jones futures, also unchanged.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that is going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.